PT Punkcast is powered by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like you, you know, runners, cyclists, weightlifters, get lower rates on their life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/PTP for PT Punkcast to support the show and see if you qualify. We're going to have more details about Health IQ and what it can get you in the show. The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com. Had a chance to talk with Katie Sutton. Katie is a physical therapist assistant and a physical therapist assistant educator, as well as she is a teammate of mine on the Centennial Steering Committee. Got into some cool topics from the PTA perspective.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Introduce yourself to the audience, Katie.
My name is Katie Sutton.
And where are you from?
I'm from Kensington, Ohio.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do?
I'm a PTA.
All right.
I'm a physical therapist assistant.
You do other stuff.
I do other things. Yes. Yes.
Teach the next generation.
Well, maybe a little bit. So.
Leader of minds.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But.
Yeah. So how'd you get into the field? Because here's the thing. When we were talking mm-hmm. about the centennial and whenever we talk about PT,
mm-hmm.
it bothers me a little bit. I want PTAs to know that I'm talking, like, I understand that a PT is a one physical therapist, but when I say PT, I mean the field. And I think there are, if you're an educator, a researcher, a physical therapist assistant, a student mm-hmm. at SPT and SPTA, you're in the field.
Absolutely.
So when I say mm-hmm. PT, I'm trying to use a blanket statement.
Mm-hmm.
I hope more PTAs know that. I hope they feel that is what I'm trying to get at.
Well, I think that the perception has certainly changed since when I first came in. So I graduated in 2004 and tested in 2004. And
yeah, before that,
all of
before,
that good
let's
stuff.
Go back. But, before that, what'd you do?
I was actually in high school when I first started working in a physical therapy department. So I went to a joint vocational school. Because, and I'll probably come back to this later, I was often told in high school that I was not college material.
Uh-oh.
So I went to a joint vocational school thinking that I could gain some knowledge on healthcare and maybe I would do something along those lines.
Yeah.
And so part of that was to be placed into some type of healthcare clinic. And we would work kind of like clinicals only. In a like there was like dental and medical assisting and nursing and all kinds of stuff like that. And I was lucky enough to get placed in a physical therapy department.
Boom.
Yeah. 17. And so when I started working there, they asked if I would stay after I graduated high school. And I said, sure, I'd love to stay. And so I did all kinds of stuff around the department, like cleaned up and faxed and filed and made phone calls and you name it. And I would assist them from time to time with their patients.
Sure.
And I just absolutely fell in love with it.
Like the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because when you're a tech at that point or an aide at that point, mm-hmm. you're literally seeing everything. Here's the cool part. When you start from, I don't want to say the bottom, like when you start from where the rubber meets the road, you know, like there's nothing that's going to slip by you. Like no one can BS you, right? Because you've seen a customer interaction. Well, you've seen someone making an appointment, canceling an appointment. You've seen the interaction mm-hmm. between PTs and PTAs.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So like you've seen, like you had a great perspective in terms mm-hmm. of like you're fly on the wall. Nothing was expected of you except that you're just there and you put mm-hmm. effort in. That's expected of you.
Yeah.
But you got to like, what's like experience worth? Like a lot.
A lot.
And you
yeah.
got it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's everything. You did something with it.
Yes.
Because a lot of people have that opportunity. Yes. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who are techs or aides.
Yes.
But you did something with it.
Yes.
So then where'd you go?
With some encouragement from my coworkers, I decided to go to PTA school. And so I enrolled and I went part-time until I got into the program on the first try. So I was really excited about that because I kept hearing horror stories like, oh, well, you might not get in the first time and you might have to do interviews and this and that. And I was just freaked out about it. And so I was really excited when I got right in and got started and dug right in and
hustled.
Yeah.
Sure.
I hustled, you know.
And then where'd you go? How was school?
School was hard. School was a lot harder than, you know, I think now in the career that I'm doing now, I do a lot of advising with students, and I get this, it's just an associate's degree, a lot.
I'm going to stop you right there. My least favorite word in the English language is just.
Just. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. And at this point, PTAs are expected to work under the supervision of a doctor of physical therapy. There's this gap that, and I hate to use gap because I think that we do a very good job of preparing PTAs, but there's only so much that you can do in less than 2 years.
Sure.
I mean,
you gotta cram it in.
It's crazy. Yeah. Absolutely. Graduated, then I decided that I wanted to further my education, and I went back to school for my bachelor's degree in business administration.
Just got a bachelor's. We could say that too,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Just got a bachelor's
degree. Right. So you hustled again.
Very costly bachelor's degree. Yeah. But yes, I got it.
Good.
Yeah. So hustled again and ran across a job at Kent State University that was a clinical coordinator, an ACCE position. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is perfect for me. I love working with students. I love the world of physical therapy, and this is what I want to do. Started working at Kent.
Nice. And that's where you are now?
That's where I'm at now, Kent State University.
So what is ACCE? Is that like
which
a DCE?
Is the equivalent as a DCE. Okay. So yeah.
There are a couple of acronyms within physical therapy.
Yes.
And I
CI,
get CPI,
CPI.
Oh, there's too many.
BTPTA.
Yeah.
APTA.
I mean, now we're just we can go for days.
Absolutely.
So yeah. Yeah. So that's great. What have you learned working with students?
Never underestimate them.
Yeah.
I mean, we're dealing with like some brilliant, amazing people that come into the field every day. So they're pretty awesome. The coolest thing is seeing them the first day on campus. The day they come in and they sit down in their first class and they're just looking at you like, you know, like with this look of amazement, and they're soaking all of it in and they're like sponges. And so that's one of my favorite times. My second favorite time is the first time I get to go see them in the clinic. So when I go out to the clinic and I see them working with their clinical instructor, and
are you all mama bear? Like, are you like kind of like taking a moment, like having a moment and being like, wow, look at this.
Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. I
that's cool.
Tell them how proud I am of them often. So,
good.
Yeah.
I'll be completely honest with you. Hearing that from your professors, like, it matters. A little bit of praise, and not unwarranted. If they've done something, like, I'll just let you know, we take that one and we're pretty we feel pretty good.
Yes, it does feel good. And I'm still a student myself, so I agree with that. Like, having just a little bit of I'm on there. I'm never going to graduate. So
that's good. I mean, we call
stay in school forever.
We call this profession, you know, call ourselves in this profession, lifelong learners.
That's correct.
And
yes.
I understand what that means now. Is that, you know, every time I learn something, I realize there's 100 more things I need to learn, and I gotta go
absolutely.
Do that.
Absolutely.
We're working our brain and our brachioradialis at the same time. This is the PT Pinecast, brewed by Arius PT Staffing. Want a job? Ask Arius.
Want to thank our sponsors, Arius Medical Staff, and you can find out more information about how you can get a job anywhere in the U.S. doing the thing you want to do, which is this physical therapy thing, with Arius. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. And one common misconception that I want to get out of the way right away: it doesn't cost you anything. Yeah, they're not trying to get money out of you and then find you a job. They're just sitting there with a bunch of jobs, and you're sitting there wanting to go to different places and travel around and be a PT. Match made in heaven. Arius is the leader. They'll get it done for you. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. Paid travel and housing, benefits, positions in all of the 50 states, a variety of different settings, plus Con Ed money too. That's a big question in travel physical therapy. Great way to see the country, and you can do it as a new grad, a seasoned professional. AUREUSmedical.com. That's Arius. These guys have supported the show from the beginning, so we want to make sure you support them. And by the way, they're going to support you by getting you a job doing some PT. All right, so I mentioned this at the top of the show. PT Pinecast is now powered by Health IQ. They're an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like you, PTs, runners, cyclists, weightlifters, swimmers, anything where you move a lot, essentially the thing that we try to get everybody that we work with to do, lower rates on their life insurance. Science. Health IQ can save their customers up to 33% because we know physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And that's science right there. That's from the Canadian Medical Association Journal, a paper from Warburton et al. In 2006. Look it up. It's science, people. Now, Health IQ uses science and data to now take that information and get you a lower rate on life insurance. See if you qualify and get your free quote today at healthiq.com/PTP or mention the promo code PTP, that's for PT Pinecast, when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Again, healthiq.com/PTP.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. I'm going to give you a soapbox. I'm going to slide right under your
feet.
Okay. What do PTs need to know about PTAs that we don't?
Well, PTAs are very flexible. Their knowledge is very pliable. That they take what they have learned in school and they're ready to apply it right away. However, they know and are expecting to be taught more when they get into the clinic. When they're out on their first day, the expectation from those students is, I'm going to learn more. I'm going to be mentored. So I think I would like PTs to always remember to take a new graduate under their wing and just mentor them, show them, teach them, because there's more that they're craving to know. Yeah. They want to learn more. They want to do more. So
I know that I brought this up in school. Like, man, like we learn a lot about our field, but I wasn't exposed to how I work with a PTA. And that's got to be something that, you know, I think PTs or PTAs need to be like, hey, day one, let's go to lunch, let's go to dinner. Mm-hmm. Here's how we're gonna work, and like, here's how I learn best and teach best, and here, how do you learn best, and how do you teach best? And if I as a PT am in some way under the impression that I can't learn something from a PTA, like, I'm wrong. We have no idea where that PTA is coming from. They might have a ton of experience. And if I think, oh, well, I'm a PT, so I probably know everything, that's not a good mindset to have. So I hope PTs keep a good open mindset of, like, you can learn a ton from anybody.
Yeah.
You learn from a patient. You're going to learn from an administrator, mm-hmm. an educator, a researcher, a PTA. Like, mm-hmm. be a lifelong learner, but don't just expect that the only way you're going to learn is from other PTs or Con Ed courses, mm-hmm. or anything. But I want people to focus on that. I think that's a good lesson to learn.
Yeah. Oftentimes, the PTAs that we have coming through are very educated when they come in.
Right.
I've had students come through with master's degrees and transcripts that were 10 pages long, and I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You can teach me.
The question is, what are you doing here? But the answer is what? Why are they there?
Because they want to make a difference. Because they've found something in life that is meaningful to them through observation or through volunteering or through a friend of them who has taught them something about the profession. And that's always the answer, is this is something I want to be able to do to give back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a hard sell of why to come into this profession. When I say this profession, I mean any part of it.
Absolutely.
So if you're saying, like, you know, PT Emotion did a great article a couple of months ago talking about PTA as a second career and what a just amazing option it is. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about it, like, quite frankly, like, in terms of time commitment, monetary education cost, mm-hmm. and what you get out of it. Like, mm-hmm. and everybody in there, you know, I interviewed some great PTAs from that article, and they're just like, what? I just get everything, and I feel like I'm stealing almost. It's like, I just feel great about it.
Oh, the relationships that we get to build with our patients as PTAs is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And not all of the PTs that I worked with were able to have that luxury.
Why?
Because they were oftentimes on different kinds of time constraints, or maybe they had a lot of evaluations that day or whatever, and whatever the reason. And there were times where they got to spend a lot more time with their patients. But for the most part, I built a lot of relationships, and that's something that I'll always cherish and carry with me, even though I don't really work in the clinic anymore. So,
what's something you've learned from the students since you've been in academia?
Oh, geez, that's a tough question.
Well, that's what I get paid to do.
What haven't I learned from them? I mean, I've gotten recipes from them before too. I mean, they're awesome. I'm on the same playing field as them.
Yeah,
we're no different.
Yeah,
you know, just because I already have my degree as a PTA doesn't mean that that student that's coming through is any different than me.
Yeah.
A lot of times they might be older than me or younger than me, or we're all equal. So I'm here to help you by doing my job, and you're here to help me by being an excellent student and going out there and providing and representing Kent State well. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
it's a good lesson.
They teach me things all the time.
But. I mean, what you did, you summed up what I got from my advisor and our chair, Sky Donovan, on our first day. She said, listen, in 3 years, you're going to be my colleague.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to treat you like that right now because you're going to be my colleague. So I'm just going to start right off and saying you're already qualified we've already said, hey, you've taken all the tests and we've evaluated and researched you and you're good enough to be here. So now you just need to prove it for a couple of years, but you're going to be my colleague. Mm-hmm. So you can learn a ton no matter who they are. All right, parting shots.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum.
Optum Manual Therapy offers a certification in orthopedic manual therapy and a manual therapy fellowship program.
Now with locations in Dallas,
San Antonio,
Houston,
Scottsdale,
and St. Louis.
If you want to be a certified orthopedic manual therapist or complete a fellowship in manual therapy,
visit them at OptumFellowship.com.
Parting shot of wisdom, what do you got for the profession? You can focus it to anybody. I hope there's more PTAs that start listening to the show. I know we've got a bunch because I get texts and emails saying, hey, do more stuff about PTAs.
So yeah.
You're one of my stuff about more PTAs.
Well, now I'm going to have to like spread the word.
Spread the word.
Now, since I have that hookup with the PTAs and all. But I want PTAs to know how valuable this is, how valuable the profession is, that we are not just PTAs, that we have a place, we have a job, we have a career here. This is not a stepping stone to PT school. I have never once said, oh my gosh, I got to go back to PT school. I love what I do. I love being a PTA. I'm proud of that. So I think that don't stop with after graduation, getting a job and then don't progress anymore. Continue to progress. And
value what you do and what
absolutely.
You are.
I mean, more than just CEUs, you know, become a member, look at the PT apps.
I like it.
There's lots of different things. Yeah.
So I like it.
Never stop.
Can't stop, won't stop, Katie.
Can't stop, won't stop. Yeah.
Well done. That's it. That's all we need.
Perfect.
Donezo.
Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
Want to say thanks to Fox Rehabilitation for bringing you the PT Pintcast. Fox Rehabilitation is a clinician-owned and operated professional practice of full-time physical, occupational, and speech therapists across 15 states with more than 950 clinicians. Combined, we have more than 200 years of clinically excellent leadership. Our mission? To rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people, empowering our people to facilitate and provide clinically excellent care to our clients, allowing them to achieve what they once thought impossible. Are you a fit for Fox? Find out at foxrehab.org.
The PT Pintcast is a product of PT Pintcast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pintcast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pintcast.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.